speak to our lips and think through our mind. I declare this morning my mind's alert and my lips anointed. And Father, I cover in advance. Give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. For every heart is changed and transformed by the power of your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Everybody shout amen.
Amen.
Now raise your Bible, iPad, iPhone, and repeat it to me, whatever you may have. Some people got them Androids. I ought to disallow. I don't know, allow that thing in the house. And that thing, yes, I don't know. May blow up with the time. Can't put no faith in that. Praise the Lord. So this is my Bible. I am. What it says I am.
I can do.
I can do. What it says I can do. I'm a believer, not a doubter. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I shall be taught faith today, and my life shall never be the same again after hearing the word of faith. People are coming from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west. They're coming. The word of life, the wave church, the city church. They're coming to be healed, delivered, transformed, and blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Of all the good church you came to, the great church, truly a church like none other. All right, we're in our lesson. We're going to start a lesson this morning, and it's called Up in My Faith. Shut up in my face. I said face. Yes. I said face, but it's faith. Faith. Because y'all, you know, you're like, get out of my face, shoot you up in my face. But you know how y'all do that. But it's up in my faith. And my objective this morning is that the saints be equipped to be up in their faith. I mean, you know, this old loose living faith, this old casual faith, this old profession of faith, but no possession. You know, those days are over. Y'all all right? So I believe it's time now that we will learn how to trust God for everything. We're teaching on Wednesday nights that just shall live by his faith. So faith now must be a lifestyle. Not an event, not from moment to moment, but it must be a lifestyle. That's the way we practice to live our lives, by trusting God every time, all the time. No matter what we have in the bank, we thank God for what's in the bank, but that's not my source. See, God is my source. You know, thank God for I'm doing well, but I don't trust in that. I'm trusting in the living God. So go with me this morning to the book of James. I need you to put this on the scripture on the screen for me. James chapter 1, look at verse 1, and we'll read, because I got mine all chopped up here and I got all these notes and stuff. And James 1 and 1 says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, look now, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. Next verse. My brethren, you count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and a child wanting or lacking nothing. Thank you. That's good there. Go back to one, please. He said, one. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. These tribes, they were scattered. Go to Acts 8. They were scattered because of persecution. Go to Acts 8 and 1. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. A-C-T-S. There you go. It says, watch this. And Saul was consenting unto his death. And at that time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Thank you. Now, James is addressing these people that were scattered, who suffered persecution in Jerusalem because of Paul. Chapter 7 ends with them stoning Stephen. Y'all know the story. And the Bible said Paul was consenting. He was there agreeing with them, holding the coats of those who stoned Stephen. And now, so Acts 8 said, now because of the persecution, they were all scattered except the apostles. They stayed at Jerusalem. They weren't runners, they were stayers. Be nice. So now James addresses these people. James addressed three classes of people: those who were persecuted, those who were suffering in the faith, and those who were suffering from sickness. We just talked about those who were persecuted in the because of their righteous stand for Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible teaches us that if we will live godly, we will suffer persecution. Because you live a righteous life, people are going to persecute you. And persecution is always outward. It's not inward. People attack you. They attack your character. They attack your good name. They attack your faith because you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. But don't be afraid to believe in Jesus because he's going to stand with you in all this. So these people, they were scattered. I don't believe they were running because they were afraid. I believe it was the fulfillment of Acts 1 and 8 when Jesus told the disciples of the apostles, you should be a witness to me in Jerusalem, and Samaria, and more parts of the earth. And these people were fulfilling that. They got the word in Jerusalem, and they went out doing great stuff. Because when you read Acts 8, you're going to see Philip, working all kinds of miracles down in Samaria. Well, how did he know to do that? Because he saw his disciple makers. He saw Peter. He saw the apostles working miracles in Jerusalem. So when they go to the other regions, they didn't go to hide. They went to work. They began to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and declare the Lord God Almighty and show signs and wonders. You're okay? They didn't go get no cave and hide somewhere. No, they went to work. So it was the fulfillment of Acts 1 and 8. You know, when Philip got all those people saved down there and they said, what we going to do next? What we going to do next? They sent back to Jerusalem and told, hey, Peter, we got all these folks saved in Samaria. What we going to do? So Peter came down and got him filled with the Holy Ghost. See? So we all need each other. It's not a one-man band. Y'all okay? So look now. So he talked to James addresses those who suffer from persecution. He addresses those who were suffering from in the lack of their faith. They had faith failures. You know, we have faith failures sometimes. Well, Pastor, that's where I live all the time. I just don't believe in no faith. Like the testimony that Brother gave a while ago, Brother Wesley. That guy's faith was restored. That was an uplifting his faith. Now, thank you. Said yesterday, the guy said that I believe in God. Ask God, where is it? And where is God? And then he shows up with a bucket. Ain't that something? Yes. God shows up with a bottle of bleach. Y'all all right? Y'all missed all that. God shows up and demands faith is restored. Because the devil talking to him, ain't no God. Where's God now? You know how people talk? Your friend talking to you. Where's God? You going through? Why you ain't blessed? See that? But you can't have no faith failure because people act stupid. God is there. God hadn't changed. He hadn't moved. And we don't know why we want to accuse God. There's no shortage in the failure in God. It's in us. Shout the failure. It's in me. No, you know, come on. God's perfect. No, God is perfect. He's all known. He's everywhere. He knows the end from the beginning. He knew you would be here today. You didn't catch God by surprise because you showed up in church. He said, wow, they in church today. What are we going to do, Jesus? No, God knew you were coming. He had this on his calendar before the foundation of the world that you'd be here. And he knew I'd be talking this message. Aren't you glad that God knows everything from the beginning to the end? He knows your down sit and your uprising because you don't see it, you don't know it. And I don't know why we think we got to know everything. You're not going to know everything. Even when you become the scientist and the genius that you think you should be, you still won't know something. You won't know everything. All right, so my lesson said this morning, they were suffering from the lack of faith or the faith failure. Go to James chapter 2, verse 17 and verse 18. Give them a lesson. James chapter 2, verse 17 and verse 18. We're talking about up in my faith. I got to get my faith level up. 17 says, thus also by faith, did I want that right now? Yeah, I'll stay right there. I'll read this right now. Thus also by faith, it by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Shout dead faith. 18 said this, for someone would say, you have faith and I have works. He said, show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. So my note says here, my note said this, you, Word of Life, demonstrated your faith when you distributed goods into the community. Because James says, show me your faith without your works, I'll show you my faith by my works. So he says now, my faith now is not by my mere profession, but it's by my possession. It's by my action. So I'm gonna get into this. Let me just stop here because I assume that everybody knows faith, but everybody don't know faith. Where Pete? Pete had that shirt on Wednesday night, Hebrews 11 and 1. I said, Pete, I remember they, I'll tear that shirt up, boy. I'll make you he got on his shirt. Now go to Hebrews 11 and 1. Put show what he had on his shirt. Show you how bold he was. He was bold with that shirt. And then he got some falcon wings on the side for faith. Look, was that now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Difference of things not seen. So what is faith? We look at now faith is the substance of things hoped for. No, let me help you. What water you didn't drink last week? You still got it right there? Okay. Praise the Lord. Okay. So, faith now is more than a definition. Watch this now. Believing is not faith, and faith is not believing. Uh-oh. But they both need each other. I ain't got no money, got a coin. Anybody has a coin? Anybody got a coin? Need to give me that silver dollar you've been holding on to for good luck. Thank you. Oh, I want all the other papers in there. All the other stuff. I just need one. All them, give me the big one so I can see. Thank you. So this is a coin. A coin has two sides. One side is head, other side is tail. Heads I win, tail you lose. Y'all missed that. Heads I win, tail you lose. I mean, I always win, right? So watch this now. One side of this coin is faith. Other side is belief. With one side missing, this coin is no good. It's been marred and defaced. And so our treasury, U.S. treasury, on the step coin that's been messed up like that. So you need both sides to spin this coin. You need both sides to operate in faith. You need belief and faith. Because watch this now. If you look in the Strong's Dictionary, Concordance, and you look at the word faith, it's going to talk about belief. Because even Strong's himself don't understand what faith is. Okay. He wrote the dictionary, and we quote him. Y'all good? Be nice. We're going to tell you. Be nice right there. So I need both sides to make this coin effective in the earth. I need the heads and the tails. I need belief and faith. So what's the difference, Pastor? This guy come in the door, he's thirsty. He about to die from thirst. He just staggering in the aisle. And he just, I need some water. So I give him this bottle of water. He said, I believe if I drink this water, I live. He got a bottle of water in his hand and ready to go. He said, I believe if I drink this water, I live. I believe if I drink this water, I live. I believe if I drink this water, I live. And the guy dies right here, right before my feet. Why did he die? Like a thirst. What he believed was right. Yeah, he believed. If I drink it, I live. Y'all okay? But he never acted on what he believed. Y'all okay? He died with the answer in his hand. He died to the key of life, but he never acted on what he believed. So faith now is acting on what I believe. Shout faith is acting on what I believe. I can believe a thing, but I never respond to it. I'll never move. I believe God can heal, but you don't get healed because God can heal. You got to act on it. I believe God can make me rich. Yeah, he sure can, but he's not going to make you rich because he can. There are some principles you must put in action. You got to do something. It's called corresponding action. You got to move with your what you believe. You can't sit back. I believe I'm going to get a job. I believe I'm going to get a job. I believe I'm going to get a job. I believe somebody calling my name. Somebody looking for you in the newspaper. And your name in the newspaper. No, you got to get up and go to an employment office, get on under the tree where the boys hang out. Y'all all right? You got to do something to get your name in circulation. That, hey, he's looking for a job. So faith is acting what I believe. Faith is acting on what I believe. Well, now what do you believe? Now, Hebrews 11 and 1. Now, faith now is the certain things hoped for. My faith is my expectation now. See, faith needs hope. But hope is not faith. Hope is my expectation. And I think what we got a lot of hype on wrong information in church. And we call it faith. Because we make you feel good, jump up three times and turn around and stomp it back and walk it out and God going to work it out. No, you're still in that same hole. No. You got to do more than just talk this thing and turn around three times. You got to know what faith is. And in this lesson, I'm going to teach you what faith is and how to release it. Because faith now comes by hearing. Romans 10, 17. Shall faith comes by hearing. And then it says, and hearing by the word of God. So now the word of God in Hebrews 11, 1 now become, faith become the word now. Not faith and the word, they're synonymous. They're synonymous. So therefore, I need to believe and I need the faith. I need to put them together to make it active in the spirit realm. If I'm going to withdraw from the kingdom of God, I got to believe and I got to have faith. I got to act on what I believe. Jesus told the guy, I believe you can hear me. He's okay. The guy with leprosy, he said, I hear you. He touched him. Now go show yourself to the priest. Now, and then the blind man, he told him, you go and wash in pools alone. As they went, they were healed. So I believe you got to do some corresponding action with what you believe. One thing to talk the game, you got to walk the game. You got to get up and start speaking the word and start walking the word and acting like it's so. We call it the ABCs of faith. A for acting, for B for believing, C for confession, D for demonstration, okay? You got to demonstrate. For the thing. We're going to walk you through this thing this morning. Called Jane, here's your 25 cent, Miss Edwards. Could have been $25 you let me hold, but you didn't. Oh, yeah, give me 50. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Here's your water you didn't drink last week. Praise the Lord. Now let's look what James says now. James is our practical book, okay? This is how we live our lives. It's not a book, but it's great explosive faith where you're doing a lot of miracles and see signs and wonders. It's about your daily living. So look at it now. So James, now he deal with those in persecution. He deal with those who have faith failures. And then he deal with those who are suffering from sickness. You find that with that topic, God, the topic is right here somewhere. Those suffering from sickness, James chapter 5, go to James 5, verse 13 through 15. Oh, that's a lot of, I'm going to do that one, come back on that one. But I'm going to read the verse, I'm going to come back on it. James 5, 13 to 15. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. What do suffering people do? So I told you it's practical. You got to do something. Watch this. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Y'all, that's King James Version there. Is anyone among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is anyone merry? Let him sing psalms. Not songs, but psalms. Not S-O-N-G-S, but P-S-A-L-M-S, okay? Then it said, verse 14, is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And 15 said, and the prayer of faith shall save, will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he committed sin, he would be forgiven. Now look at 14 for a minute. Go back to 14, bro, please. Is any among you sick? He got to do something. Let him call for the elders of the church. People get sick. Well, Pastor didn't even come by to see me when I was sick. Well, Pastor didn't know you were sick because you didn't call him. No, right there now. And people, special relatives, your pastor been bad to see you yet? And you shame to tell him. Tell him, no, he ain't came by. He didn't come because I didn't call him. Right? No, we put too much pressure, on the church and the preacher, but I don't let that rest on my shoulders. Because your responsibility in your sickness is to call for the elders and let them pray over him, anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And 14 says, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. Look now, he said the prayer of faith, 15. Put 15 on the screen, brother. Thank you. Thank you. Let us see this. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. What's going to save the sick? Okay. Now, our thing is, we don't know what a prayer of faith is. Thank you, sir. We don't know what a prayer of faith is. Lord, please, Jesus. You don't beg in the prayer of faith. You declare. You make a declaration. Y'all okay? You declare the word of God. All right? So my little note says, the prayer of faith is a word-based prayer from the scriptures. We don't pray, if it's your will to raise me up, heal me. We know the will of God and heal it. We know the will of God and bless it. The will of God is, I will bless you. I'll bless your bread and your water. We have to pray, if it's your will. At this church, okay. Let me say this right here. Let me throw this out right here. Because we said this morning about creating a culture in the church. We must learn to say the same thing. Create a culture in the church. We must learn to say the same thing. We don't pray at this church if it be thy will to bless me. If it be thy will to save my son. We don't pray if it be thy will. The only time we pray if it be thy will is in the prayer of consecration. When we don't know the will of God about a particular thing, but for us, healing and blessing and prosperity and friendship and peace, we know the will of God in that, so we declare the word of God, what God says about that. That's the prayer of faith, not if it be that will. So in creating a culture, we must all be on the same page. Now, how do we all get on the same page? We all have the same teaching from the same teacher. So let me put a law in the land. Is that all right? So the law in the land is, if you work in ministry, in any ministry, in the parking lot to the pulpit, you are required to be here on first Sunday and second Sunday at 9:45 services when we go through the leadership classes. If you're in any part of the ministry, from the parking lot to the pulpit, you are required not come in 15 minutes late. You're required to be here. Now, if you're working, I understand if you're working. You know, come on, y'all all right? But you just laying up sleep. I don't want to go this morning. You don't qualify for ministry. Because we're talking about leaders now. Leaders do what? Lead. Thank you, leaders. So if you work in any part of ministry, you're required to be a first Sunday and then third Sunday. And third Sunday. First Sunday and third Sunday at 9:45. Because this is how we create a culture where we all know what to say. You come in with your own agenda and your own thing. Now we all somebody, what y'all believe? I don't know. Well, somebody said, well, Pastor never talk about this. And I just finished a message on it last month because you missed it. Y'all okay? Yes. Come on, if you're gonna be a part of something that's active and growing, you gotta participate. Shall I participate? That's not too hard, is it? Okay, all right, we'll see you next Sunday. I don't know what's here, okay. Not really. So let's make that a law. So we all be on the same page, doing the same thing, saying the same word. Is that good? So we have this culture now. When we all know what a prayer of faith is, you'll be wondering, well, where is the prayer of faith? And then something happened in your life, your Lord Jesus, if it's your will, God. I don't know right now, Lord, if you do this or not, but and this is your little daughter praying the will of God. No, we know little daughter. Y'all okay? Well, see, this is the faith ministry. I'm a teacher. That's what we do. I teach faith. I live faith. That's what we do. Okay? Everything has not manifested that we teach and that we believe God for, but it's on the way. It's closer now than it was yesterday. So we learn what confessing the faith, what a confession of faith is. And so we have the faith testimony, the faith confession that we give you. And all the good stuff where you learn the word of faith. This is the faith church. We had to switch this church over. We did it intentionally. Because this we hollered and we ran and we rolled and we fall down and we got up still broke. Rolled broke, sniffed the snot broke, and got up broke and stayed broke. Y'all all right? We had issues. We had issues and still working on some right now. Y'all okay? But we're better off than we were yesterday. Shall I be better off than I was yesterday? Okay? So we oh, listen. See there, y'all just tuned me out. They just tuned me out. They ain't talking to me. Well, you don't qualify. No, that's not hard. That, y'all okay? Because on your job, you say, here's what we do on this job. This is what we do. And you say, okay, if you want to work on that job, you do this. Right? Okay. Okay, so I'm doing that to get a paycheck. Well, why are you doing it over here? Now we got empty motives. Okay, back to I'm not okay. This is pastoral day, and I'm talking from the book of James, the pastoral book. So it's talking to practical lessons. So I'm talking to practical stuff. Okay, all right. Back to James. So if we're gonna know what a prayer of faith is, we must have the same teaching. Look now. So a prayer of faith is based from Scripture. We pray the solution, not the problem. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 and verse 18. Look what Paul said. Look what Paul said. Verse 17, 2 Corinthians 4:17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Look, 19. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So watch this now. We don't deny what's seen. In a word of faith prayer, in the prayer of faith, we don't deny there's an issue. That's why we're praying, because there's an issue. See? You can change the word sick to anything you're going on in your life. You know, if you're sick, you call the elders. You could be, if you're broke. I believe the anointing oil will work with the prayer agreement when you need funds. Now, I remember this time we moved up here and during that first year, and we had some financial challenges. We had challenges every day. We lived in a challenge every day. I used to say we call we had no money, but now I see we call them financial challenges. Okay, that's my level of growth. Okay. So this lady called from Georgia. She said, you need to bring that merchandise back today by 5 o'clock today. It's like 10 o'clock in the morning. On how the heathen found where I worked at, but she called me my job. And she said, you need to bring that merchandise back today in Georgia, 5 o'clock today, or send me the money for it. If you don't, I'm gonna garnish you your wages. Y'all all right? This is like 20 and something years ago, and we were having financial challenges we were really going through. God hadn't manifested then like he has now. And so I said, give me 30 minutes. And I call you back. Shut your word. Must mean something. So we come home. I come home. I leave the office. I said, Janet, this lady called me. And she said that I need to do that by 5 o'clock. See, I'm only making $160 a week. That ain't no, I just, you still throw what I see here. You said, okay. I can't afford to have my check gone to she in. And so I said, baby, she's gonna shoot me a check and I'll do this if I can't be there at 5 o'clock. Anyway, I get to Georgia at 5 o'clock. Cause it was the AC unit. I bought air conditioning from a store at an ice cream store in Georgia, and I brought that and I brought it with us. And so I can't load that thing. It's in the window too. It's a 20-ton AC window unit. That thing weighs like 600 pounds. I can't get the window by myself. She can't help me. It's upstairs too, and I can't get that thing. You know, I couldn't get it. I couldn't do it. And we prayed the prayer agreement. This is God, I'm true. We prayed the prayer agreement. And I called a lady back. She said, oh, Mr. Taylor, don't worry about that. Just send me something when you can. Y'all all right? No, see, I don't know what the prayer of faith will do. When they come out, I'm going to see your little check. And we prayed the prayer of agreement. We got an agreement. And God trust that lady's heart. I know God will change the situation. If you get into the faith partner, then you believe in it, they hoping. You can't do that. You got to be on the same page. Here we on a fast, and we on a 3-day fast, and everybody crying, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. And you over eating chicken and sleeping. Come on, that's not going to work. He said, you call them elders who's on the same page in agreement, let them pray the prayer of faith, anoint with oil, and God will raise them up. Now, don't get mad with, you know, what I thought God was all this. He didn't do that for me. Or who was your prayer partner? Well, the prayer of faith. You all okay? So we have to remain steadfast in the word of God. Paul said, we don't look at the thing, what you're seeing. We don't deny what's seen. Yeah, that lady was real. She want her money. But God will change the situation. God will move. God will touch things. God will touch a man's heart. The Bible says the heart of the king's in the Lord's hand, he will pour it out like water. So, you know, you got to have somebody in agreement with you. Paul said, why we look not at the things that are seen, for the things that are seen, they're temporary. He said, that's subject to change. You can change your condition. You can change your situation with the prayer of faith. That's why I'm saying up in your faith. You got to get your faith up. We don't have what Shambach said. You ain't got no problem. All you need is faith in God. Shout out, all I need is faith in God. So James said, he's talking to these people who were suffering and who were persecuted and having their own issues. And he said, I want to deal with those things. So in my closing, I got 14 minutes. I want to look at for a moment, because my lesson really starts next week. When I talk about when I go to James and I begin to talk about you got to guard your ground. You got to guard your guide. You got to guard your guard. Really, that's what my lesson really is. This is my introduction this morning. I just want to break in and from James chapter number 2, okay? But I want to, because I got to get into verse 4, and I got to get into verse 3 and all that good stuff. But he said, now, he's back up here. I want to look for a moment, look at the two types of faith that James is talking about, because I can look at this and somebody don't know the difference. I can show you a contradiction in the Bible. But the Bible doesn't contradict itself. The problem is in our interpretation. Okay, now, I want to look here for a moment. Look at for a moment. Two types of faith. James talking about, okay, serving faith. And Paul talks about saving faith. Now, look here for a moment. Look at saving faith. Ephesians chapter 2. Because James said, you show me your faith by your works. And Paul said, you ain't saved by no works. Come on, apostles, where y'all been? Ah, not yet. Okay, look what it said. Ephesians 2 and 8 and 9. Paul said this. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. And verse 9 says, not of works, lest any man should boast. See, James, Paul said, now you're not saved by your works. If you did, you have a right to boast. Go to Romans chapter 4, I think it's verse 2. Yeah, Romans 4 and verse number 2. So he said, you can't work yourself into this. You receive by faith. Shall I receive by faith? Romans 4 and 2 said this. For if Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. He said, if Abraham was saved because he offered up some bull or some ram, or he has something to do with his salvation, he can boast about, I did this and I got born again. See, that's why, you know, thank God for revelation. I dare not throw away my old teachings. I dare not destroy my foundation. Because those teachers and those foundations, it kept me solid and stable till I got to where I am now. Y'all okay? Now, I can't say I don't need that. No, I still need the days of holiness and the days of rolling and the days of spitting and snot. I still need, y'all all right? But I build upon that now. I understand the meaning of that now. You know, okay? I thank God for the people he brought into my life and gotten to where I am. I can't push that aside because I know a little bit about grace, enough to get me in trouble. Y'all okay? But it ain't about all that. It is about all that. But he says now, watch this now. He said, but I can't take my works and call myself saved because I call on Jesus. Call the old school, you call until he come. You remember? G-G-G-G-G-G-G. Call him loud. G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G. If you, if some lava not running out of your mouth, you ain't call him. Call him louder. G-G-G-G. You get spit everywhere. Call him. G-G-G. Y'all all right? Anybody know what I've been there beside me? They call it tarry night. Y'all okay? You tarry till he came. And he didn't come tonight. Come back tomorrow. You'll get him tomorrow. No, I don't push those days aside, but I learned it don't take that to receive Christ. That's called works. You can boast about that. I knew I got it because I called it when he came, and it came right on time. All right, Willie Taylor, come on, be nice. So, saving faith is not about your works. It's about his works. It's about what Jesus had done. He paid the price for our salvation. And that's why when we do altar call, when you stand right where you are, we used to bring you down to the altar, and you remember you carry your room. You remember carrying your room in the back, and carrying room had to come to the altar room, carry in the back and pray you through. Jesus already prayed us through. He already paid the price. Y'all okay? So no matter where you are, you can get saved right where you are. You can get saved, you fall out of the airplane. You better call him in if you fall out of the airplane. You better call him. That's a good time to call on him, right? You fall out of the airplane. No. But my whole point is, no matter where you are, it's not about your geographics. It's about your heart. You believe in your heart, then you're saved. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised from the dead, that shall be saved. It's not about nobody putting a sheet over you. It's not about you rolling it all night long and all that. Thank God for those days. And if you need that, we got a couple of sheets left over from last time. We didn't throw the sheets away, okay? But that's not where it is. It's in your faith. That's called, my time going again. It's called saving faith. Now let's look for a moment at serving faith. James speaks about serving faith. So to know the difference between the two, one's about serving, other about saving. So if I'm going to, when I deal with saving faith, I don't deal with works at all. You don't work to be saved. You believe. Now, once I'm saved, because James is talking to the Christians now, once I'm saved, now I have to put my faith into action now. I put my faith into action with my works now. Now we go out and we pass out mops and brooms and cleaning supplies for people. Y'all all right? Now that's our faith in action. That's our worship in action. Now we're doing something and proving that we love him by our works. So watch this now. In my serving faith, each one of us must demonstrate the faith of God in us. Now, Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. Now, James 2:17 again. James, faith alone won't work. Yeah, faith alone won't work. James 2:17. Thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, it's dead. So he said, now you got to mix your faith with your works. There should be profits now from your working. Go to Proverbs 14:23. I need to read this, set up my next one. Proverbs 14:23. He said this, in all labor, there's profit. But idle chatter leads only to poverty. So if you're going to do a lot of talking and no working, you end up broke. All right, let me see. You shall remain broke. Okay? But watch James. Now, verse 14. James 2 and 14. Now I'm going to go to 14. James 2:14 through 16. Put that on the screen for me, brother. James 2:14 and going through 16. Watch this. What does it profit? Hebrews Proverbs just told about there's a profit in labor. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he had faith and have not works? Should be a profit of my works. Watch this. Can faith save him? Paul said yes, but James says no. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say to them, depart in peace, be you warm and filled, notwithstanding, you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? So he says now, you see a person who's hurting, like we did yesterday. Yesterday, we went out yesterday. Wouldn't it be something that you think you take that down from me? Wouldn't it be something if we went in the neighborhood and I would even pray for people? Think about it. What would that profit them people? They'd already prayed. What did the man say? He'd been praying for God. God, where are you? He said he'd been praying. He's like Cornelius. Cornelius has been praying for God for the fast for 3 days, and the angel shows up, and you go down to Joppa, that man called Peter, and send him up here. He'll tell you what to do. So people are already praying. You got heathens don't believe in God. They're praying. Oh, God, where is you now? No, they're praying. Y'all know Don Lemon on the CNN report. He said every time we have a shooting, every time some catastrophe go on, some calamity, people say, we're praying for you. Our prayers with you. He said, that ain't going to do no good. You know, people need more than a prayer. Y'all okay? People need some good. He said, if this brother come in, now watch this now. He's talking to saved people about saved people. Galatians 5 and 6 says, you do good to the household of faith. You do good to all men, but especially the household of faith. James said, now, brothers, now let me help you. You got a brother come in your congregation, and he's hungry. And you call down and pray for him. And don't put no food in his belly. You did him an injustice. Or somebody coming there naked and you don't give them no clothes and they warm them and stuff. You didn't help them at all. We're going to pray for you, brother. Lord be with you. People need some material goods. Thank God for praying for me. And thank God for seeing me in my problem. But baby, I need some help right about now. I need some money to pay my light bill. I need some groceries on my table. My kids are hungry. Y'all okay? We need some shoes on their feet. Don't just pray, but act on your prayers. What that thing is, Sister Land, what you say? Put feet to your prayers. Put feet to your faith. That means work it out. Walk it out. Walk it out. So don't just sit there and say, we're praying for you. Thank God you're praying for me. But you know, and the lady yesterday, they're over downtown, and that lady been in my heart all night long. I dreamed about that lady. That was a bad situation. I mean, anybody live downtown, the downtown area, downtown Court Street, down there by the water? Anybody live down there? Don't let down? Okay, good. Okay, I'll talk to you. Okay, I'm talking about that place stink. I don't know how they live down there. It actually smelled where the water came in and the ground got soaked and soggy. It got a sour smell to it. And they're in there cleaning the place out, trying to get, and that's their home and all this stuff on the streets. And this lady saw us. Oh, I'm about to cry myself right now. Pray, Lord Jesus. Let me take a moment. That is serious business. And all we're going to do is just pray for them. Thank y'all for going out yesterday. Y'all just know how much y'all made Jesus smile when you went out and passing out bleach and passing out gloves and water and stuff. You don't know how much. Y'all okay? Thank God for the people, the pastors who bring them in and feed them and do that. That's their part. But we couldn't just bring them in. We had to go to them. That was awesome in the kingdom of God, man. And you got another star on your crown for that. But when that lady came out of the house and she saw that trailer, and she broke down with a crying. Dog, I ain't know what to do. And this guy said, I've been strong for all everybody else. Now I'm about to break down myself. And we go over here. Where you live, Nita? You see, live over there on Country Club. What that area called? Riggerwood. Yeah, Riggerwood. That's that name, Riggerwood. We go over there, and this lady come out. She just crying. Her house all tore, but she crying. I mean, it wasn't on the black, with black and white and Hispanic. Everybody, y'all all right? We go to where we're turning at. Y'all want to go? What turn? In the back somewhere? He's hiding. He's hiding. Anyway, but now if you want to go somewhere, get Turner to go with you. She's a real trooper. You get her to go with you. She went and found the people. We rode through the neighborhood. Anybody come out? Nobody did nothing. And Turner, hey, over here, Pastor. The same way we passed by there for. We want something. Oh, now she got the people to take that stuff. But anyway, But we go to the places, we didn't go to offer prayer. We prayed before we left. Y'all, this is the practical lesson for practical people. James is talking to a practical church who where people got needs. He said, if a brother come in, not just a stranger, but if a brother come in and say, I need this, you go, I'm going to pray for you. They're okay. No, we got to do more than pray. So he said, faith alone can't save you. He said, let me see your works with your faith. Okay, you a man of faith. Where's your works now? Where's your works? Put some feet to your faith. Get to walk anything out. For the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. We don't sit around and just look at it. We do something about the situation. Thank God for prayer. But somehow we got to come out of the prayer closet. Somehow we got to get into the public. Thank God for private prayer, but we need some public participations. We need to let people know that there is a God that cares. And you see God through us. So when I worship God, I worship him in serving my neighbors and helping my brothers and my sisters. Y'all okay? I'll serve him by serving the community. That's how we worship God. Thank God. Jesus said, in this mountain, y'all worship, but the day come where you will not worship in this mountain, no, in this place. But God is a spirit, and seek it those who worship in spirit and truth. Spirit indeed. Thank you for going out yesterday, making it happen. Thank you for making it. And so it did. You know what? I said, Lord, I'm so glad that the members went out. Now they were excited when they came in. Now they know that I'm not just preaching and hollering up here. Now they see, all right. They know that there's some real people with real needs. And now they got involved. They helped people. They put their hands to the plow. And they plowed. And now they're excited about you. I'm so glad y'all went yesterday. Oh, I'm so glad. Y'all bless me when y'all bless people. So keep doing the good works. And guess what? We through. Can I just so tell you? I'm talking about Sotella for a moment. She said, we're over there at the place. And she get ready to get in the truck. Baby, put it in the middle of the road. I don't want to step in this mud. You remember over there. Put it in the middle of the road. I don't want to step in this mud. Okay, that's good. When they got in, I said, look. You don't want to step in it, but they stay in it. Now, ain't no put down a hurry, no cup. No. Because not they, we gone. No people still there. They still trying to clean up what messed up by Florence. We're here not talking about the situation, but they're dealing with it right now. They're dealing with it right now. They still going through, still traumatized. And every time you look at that house. I can imagine you go and look at your house and God, I got nothing. I don't have nothing. And if you're in a mobile home, it's got and the water get up in there, all the floor is gone because that particle board. I mean, y'all all right? We just don't know how serious this thing is. But James said, you put some work with your faith. No longer are you going to stand back and say, what was that? We're going to get involved. So I've been praying, y'all. I'm closing. I'm through my book. I've been praying because that situation downtown really troubles me. And I'm praying and asking God, what can we do to help that? Because going through the neighborhood and passing our bottle of bleach, you know, we gave more than the bleach, y'all, and we gave more than the bleach, I'm saying, but that's just a little easy way to put it. There's a whole pail and got several items, cleaning items in it. But giving that out, that's good. But what's next? Where do they go from here? Where do we go from here? Think about it. Because that's not over in a moment. I don't know why I say, you know, you think you got a problem because you got a little hole in your roof. I told one of the pastors, he had one shingle missing. He going to call the insurance company. I said, man, don't call no insurance company. You got four with roof of the house, and you tying them up to see what I'm going to see if I got any more damages. Man, come on. You got people can't get in their house. And you got the adjuster tied up, but your house with one roof with it ain't gonna pay for no way. Because you got a $2,500 deductible. Y'all good? And you got them tied up over there now. And I need them over here because I'm destroyed. Y'all all right? And we met some kind people yesterday. They said, we don't need nothing. We don't take a call. Someone else might need it. That's being considerate. So I need you to pray about what's next. I really want to adopt some area down there where we go in. Y'all all right? This is this off the chart, off the script, everything else. I really want where we go in and we help. We help. I don't know how we can help. I know, you know, money is not always the answer. But I believe need some labor, some, you know, really need some hands-on stuff, and need somebody to go in and help scrub some walls or tear some walls out or something, you know, really. But I guess we need to investigate more and really find out how can we be effective in that area. Y'all good? I mean, come on. I don't believe God accidentally just put us there for just for a moment. Mention two things. Jelly, you know, jelly. Okay. She said, Pastor, what I'm gonna do now? Okay, I'm gonna mention you and Sir Taylor for a moment. Show you how God speaks. She, y'all remember last week when I displayed my shirt? She didn't know God told her about that shirt. No, she didn't know that. Because Pete told a story. Pete told a story. They went in, I'm going to buy me a shirt. I got to get this shirt. He went back, I got to get this shirt. They said, you got to get pastor one. Then you got to get mother one. But when I saw the shirt, then it said, God is flawless. That's in line with my lesson. It helped, you all right? It helped me demonstrate my point on that shirt. Watch this now. So God talked to her, but he said in the voice, get past that shirt and get in that shirt. But he directed her to that. Y'all okay? And then she Taylor said yesterday about we need to go over this area over here and that area. She the one suggested we go to a Riggerwood. Well, I want to be sure the boy, y'all go to Riggerwood and pass out some bleach. I want to be sure of that. But when we got there, see, that's how God leads us, how he talked to us. He puts you in these places for a purpose. And y'all all right? He puts you in your community for a purpose because somebody been calling on God. I need God to come by and see about me. He'll lay things on your heart or idea come to your mind, and you got to pursue that if you're going to follow God fully. It's not always an external voice, but he will give you ideas and suggestions. And you follow through, and you find, oh, this was God. Like Jacob said, God was here, and I didn't much know it. So let us pray about how we can pick up a project and just help people. So, dog. Y'all forgive me. Y'all know I don't know protocol. Y'all know I don't know protocol. So I don't tend to be, all right, okay. So, we need to investigate that. How can we be a help to the people down on Court Street in that area now? Not the whole Court Street, but that area that we went in, that devastated area, that's where we want to go and see what we can do. How can we, you know, maybe the brothers get together one Saturday and go and do some work, and maybe ladies get together one day and go clean some water. You know, y'all all right, can help. Y'all okay? And just send my can send it. I give a donation. Okay, that's good, but we need some time right now. And so I believe the quicker they get stuff fixed, they get back in the house. So let's try to find out how we can do that. I need you to pray seriously about it, because this is a serious matter. And I don't know where y'all went, other places went. I don't know what y'all experienced, but I'm sure it was bad, because it's bad everywhere now. But let's pray about that and see how God will direct us. And where we can just not just go through the neighborhood and pass out something and they forget about us. Thank God we have some stickers. We left our sticker on some of the pails and we gave out some of the flyers with our name on it. But thank God for that. I hope they remember us and call us. But let's pray about those areas we went in and see what God have us do, okay? Give God a hand prayer this morning. Let's stand and pray. Father, thank you for the word this morning. Thank you for touching our hearts with practical messages of how we can get out and do something in the community and be a light to those who sit in darkness. How we can brighten up somebody's life with the name of Jesus Christ. Not in word only, but in deed. And we give you praise and we give you glory. And we give you thanksgiving for what you're going to do from this day forward in the lives of your people. Lord, we will not be the same after this day. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Give God a hand of praise this morning. While you're here, y'all look real good. Like all y'all saved in heaven.